ఆరోగ్యం పవిత్రానిదం ఉత్తమం పైన డిస్టాండ్ ప్రత్యక్ష అవగమం ధర్మం సుశీఖం తత్వం అభవత్. This verse we have been discussing. Similarly, Bhakti Yoga directs connection with Krishna. It is not open for everyone. Neither everyone can take it. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Desham antagatam papam. One who is completely free from all sinfulness, papa. Anyone who is engaged in sinful activity, he cannot understand Krishna or God. That is not possible. And these are the four principles of sinful activities. Illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating and gang. These are the four pillars of sinful activity. Why at the present moment people have become so godless? Even big, big swamis and yogis, all godless. Why? Because they are engaged in sinful activity. Krishna, God cannot be understood by sinful men. That is not. But Krishna is so kind. If one takes shelter of Krishna, immediately he becomes free from all sinful activities. Things are there. A person in sinful activities cannot understand Krishna. But if anyone voluntarily surrenders himself to Krishna, he immediately becomes free from all reaction of sinfulness. Now it is up to me to make my choice. Krishna says, Krishna comes to us. Because we are sinful, and at the same time we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is more anxious for us than we are anxious for Krishna. This is the position. Krishna, just like father, a spoiled child, the father is more anxious for the spoiled child. And the spoiled child does not care for the father. This is the position. We are all spoiled children. Anyone who is in this material world. We are all spoiled children. We are all children of Krishna. Many places in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated. Aham Bhija Pada Pita. I am the sweet giving father of all living entities in any form. Karvajoni. There are 8,400,000 forms. In water, on land, on the sky, so many different forms of living entities. Nirishijya, devatijya naradishya. Deva means in the upper world there are demigods. In the middle we are human beings and lower than these animals. So we are in different forms of life. Soul is one, that is part and parcel of Krishna. But, according to karma, according to desire, for material enjoyment, we are taking different dresses. And we are wandering all over the universe according to our karma. Sometimes we are becoming demigods, sometimes we are becoming dogs, according to karma. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তি লতা বীজ। উই আর ওয়ান্ডারিং অল ওভার দি ইউনিভার্স ডুইং সাম পায়াস অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ ইউ আর এলিভেটেড টু দি হায়ার প্ল্যানেটারি সিস্টেম ঊর্ধ্বং গচ্ছন্তি সপ্তস্বা। When we are not very much pious, but not impious also, ordinary, following moral principles, then madhye te chanti rajasa, and javanna guna vittishto adoga chanti tamas. So in this way, up and down, we are wandering. By chance migration of the soul, this is our position. The nonsense civilization, they do not know that what is our main business. They do not know. Ajanata. Parabhavastavodava-abodajata. Abodajata. These all these living entities born in this material world in different forms of life. Abodajata. All that's it. All rustics. We can prove they are all rustics. Nobody is intelligent. As soon as he will become intelligent, Krishna Devade Sevaroche. As soon as he becomes intelligent, he must be Krishna. If he is not Krishna Kansas, then he must accept him as rustic number one. We declare it. He may be a very big man in the society, but we take him as rascal number one. That is our challenge. Anyone, he may be an ordinary man, he may be so-called Swami, he may be so-called Yogi, or so-called leader, but our test is whether he is Krishna conscious. One test. If he is not, then he is a rascal. That is our challenge. How we are challenging? But because we have got the test. That's why in the chemical laboratory, this test paper. Perhaps most of us know that urine test paper. If there is sugar, immediately the color of the paper will be different. If there is no sugar, it will remain neutral. Similarly, there is taste paper. What is that taste? That taste is, Krishna says, the Supreme Authority says, that, Namana Vishkitana Mudha Prabhadante Naradhama. Prabhadante Naradhama. Maya Apuritabhyana Asuri Bhava Mati. So anyone who is not surrendering to Krishna, he must be Duskitina. Duskitina means he has got brain. But his brain is being utilized for sinful activity. So duskitana mudha and rascal who does not know anything, what is God, what I am, what is this world, he is a rascal. He is animal. Mudha means ash. As ash does not know what is God, what I am, what is this world, what is our relationship, what is this universe, nothing, no knowledge. Mudha and Naradhama. Naradhama means human being is especially meant for understanding this philosophical aspect of life. But one does not care. He is simply asking where to eat, where to sleep, and where to take moment, and that is it. This is Mudha. This is the business of hogs and dogs. So therefore, Mudha, Duskitina, Naradhama, this existence was there. So our taste is that. If one is not Krishna conscious, then he must be within this division. Naradhama, Mura, Duskitina, Maya, Aputa. And one who has surrendered to Krishna, then what is? Samhatma Sudurlava. Samhatma Sudurlava. Bhavanam Janmanamanti Janamanam Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samatma Sudhullava. That is the test. As soon as he has become Krishna conscious, he has fully surrendered to Krishna, immediately he becomes the greatest Mahatma. So Mahatma Sudurla. For a Mahatma like me, because simply by changing this, that is another thing. Because sometimes this grace gives us good opportunity for easy life. That is another thing. Those who take this grace for begging and for fulfilling the hungry daily, that Mahatma is different. He's not Mahatma, he's Duratma. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if one is inclined to collect money by sowing deity, it is better to become a sweeper in the street. It is better to become a sweeper in the street because he is earning his livelihood honestly. And this man who is keeping a temple and doing all nonsense simply by sowing deity, collecting some money, this class of men, they are most sinful. You cannot do that. You cannot take others' money. You will be better. Therefore, gradually, because this class of men develop at the present moment, they have become, in Vrindavan, there are so many temples, they have made a business by showing temple collecting money. This is not good. There must be temple means people should come. People should learn the science of God. That is temple. Not that to make a business of temple. Therefore everything is not only in India, all over the world, the churches also, they are doing it. Now, Europe and America, so many churches are for sale. We have purchased so many churches. Because people are no more interested. There is no education. Temple means spiritual educational sense. People should come, they should learn what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relationship. That is it. Otherwise, it is simplicity. Therefore, two processes should be followed. Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavad Gita. We follow both. Bhagavad Gita is the philosophical side of India. And Parsarathiri Didi is the worshipping side of temple. How to worship Didi, how to break, how to decorate, how to offer respect. Madhyaji, Anmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji. Temple worship is Madhyaji, worshipping Didi. So this is the test. This is the test. So anyone who has fully surrendered to Krishna, he is the greatest Mahatma. So Mahatma Sudurlava. It is very fine. Very difficult to find out a Krishna devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described that out of many, many human beings, common man, one is Kurmi. Kurmi. Kurmi means honestly working according to the direction of Krishna. Kurmi does not mean that a monkey also jumping, that is also karma. No. Kurmi means one who is acting according to the direction. Dharma karma. In Bengali this is a common word. Dharma karma. Karma means dharma. And what is dharma? Dharma means varnasram dharma. Four castes and four orders of spiritual life. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. This is the dharma. This is the division of dharma. And according to this dharma, one who is acting, that is called dharma karma. That is dharma karma. Not that doing anything becomes karma. Karma means just doing. The Vedas are so arranged that we have come here to enjoy material things. So therefore, there is prescribed duties. The prescribed duty is that you act, you enjoy life. For example, Just like in the Vedas, there everything is there. The propensity of sense enjoyment is sex life, and eating meat and drinking. This is the propensity. Material life, these are the propensity. Loki babaya amisa madhya seva nityasu jantu nai satra chura. Everyone has got natural. What is it? Natural instinct for sex life, for meat eating and for drink. This is natural instinct. But they are restrained. They are coordinated by the Vedic angels. Yes, you will have sex life, but you get yourself married. So there are so many paraphernalia for marriage. The subject matter is sex life, everyone knows. Therefore, in Western countries they say legalize prostitution. But actually it is not prostitution. It is regulating the sex life. So Vedas describe, yes, sex life you have, but marriage. And then drinking, yes, drinking you may have by worshipping Chandi, offering in liquor, that is all. Not that you go to the liquor shop and drink. No. Rest it. Similarly, eating meat also, yes, you can eat meat. Just worship Goddess Kali and have a goat sacrifice. So many rules and regulations. So everything is regulated. But they have avoided. These Vedic injunctions they have avoided. Now they have open slaughterhouse, liquor house, prostitution. That is sinful. It is actually sinful. Either you go this way or that way. But if you act according to the Vedic injunctions, the sinful activities are restrained. The sinful activities are restrained. So that gradually you come to the spiritual platform. This is the basic principle. So anyway, one has to become free from the sinful activities, then one can understand. But the easiest method of becoming free from sinful activities is to accept this Krishna consciousness movement. Easiest. Voluntarily, give up. It is not very difficult. If the Europeans, Americans and Viva, who are trained up in these activities from their birth, if they can give up, what about Indians? So, it is not difficult. Everyone can give up. Illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and then, that's all. This is the restriction of sinful activity. And chant Hare Krishna. If these European American boys can chant Hare Krishna mantra day and night while walking in the street, while going in the car, while in the temple, everywhere, while going to sell wood, well, what is the difficulty for the Indians? There is no difficulty, but they will not do it. That is the difference. They will not agree to do it. He who is simply accept these principles, these four restraining principles, no illicit sex, no gang, no meat eating, and no intoxication, and chant Hare Krishna mantra, your life is it. This is Krishna consciousness. Anyone can accept it, but they will not do it. Therefore, Krishna says, Namana Dushkitina Mura Papasanti. Because they are accepted, and too much attached to sinful activities, they will not do it. This is the point. Navana Dushkitanam Murha Papadanti Naradhama. And they have become Naradhama because this human form of pride is meant for accepting these principles. They are not accepting, therefore they are the lowest of the level. So, in India especially, not from India, everywhere, we have been especially encouraged to go on with these sinful activities. They do not like. In the France and the American countries, we see while passing on the street, two sides of the road they are holding, advertising these things, either wine or cigarette or gambling or this or that, sinful activity. So our first propaganda is to not only give one Krishna consciousness, but also to stop this sinful activity. Just like in when you are treated by a physician, he gives you some medicine and also asks you some restriction. Do not do this. Do not eat this. Eat this. So if you are actually interested to get out of this entanglement of transmigration from one body to another, eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavanji. That's what Chaitanya says. We are wandering throughout the whole universe. That we do not know. We think that after finishing this body, everything is finished. But that is not the fact. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of life? The varieties of life are because there are varieties of sinful activity. Because there are varieties of sinful activity, therefore we have got varieties of. Otherwise, if there would have been one class of activity, why there are different varieties of body? This is common sense. Who is giving us this difference? My body is different from your body is now here, sitting here, say 50, 100 men. Everyone's body is different from another. Till past. Then you go to other species of life, that is also different from other ones. So why this difference? Because we are differently situated according to our karma. Karmana daivanetrina janta deha upapatti. Karmana daivanetrina. We act according to our things. But that things is just by daivanetrina, by higher superior authority. Just like Jamanas. Then we get another body. This is the process. Bhagavad Gita says we should be very, very careful. We should be very much cross-aspiritualize this human body perfectly. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply teaching people how to utilize this human form of body properly so that you can be saved from future danger. Save from this. But they are so poor. Naradhama, Duskitina, Maya, Buritagyana. They are thinking that this Krishna conscious movement is a religious sentimental movement, they are dancing and chanting. No, it is the most scientific movement. Any scientist may come and talk with us, it's certainly. It is the most scientific movement for to save the human society. Therefore, it is called Ragavidya. The king of Allah. And Raja Bhiham, we do not know how we are passing through the hands by the manipulation of nature. Sokite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimura atma katta ham iti mannati. Ahankara vimura by false papta position and this. This is false vapta position. This is not a permanent position. But we are falsely proud of our position. That there is no authority, there is no God. Whatever I am doing, it is all right. Nobody can check me. This is madness, crazy. Pishachi paile jano muti channa hoy. Mayagrasta jivere sei dosha upot. And when a person is falsely haunted, as he talks all kinds of nonsense. Similarly, one who has come under the grief of this material nature, Mayadvastaji, is talking all nonsense. All nonsense. All this political, all politics, sociology, everything, without reference to the salvation of soul or self-realization, without knowing our spiritual position, they're all nonsense talks. Vishachi Pahire Jano Moti Channa Hoy Mayadrasta Jivere Soi Dasa Upada. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Eirupe Brahmanda Bhavite Kono Bhagavan. Bhagavan Ji means those who are coming to our contact. They are Bhagavan. They are getting the opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. In this temple there is Guru and there is Krishna. And we call people to take the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. If one is fortunate enough, he'll take this opportunity and make his life successful. This is Krishna consciousness. Lovely. All these centers are being opened to give opportunity to the people to take advantage of the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kali. Guru Krishna Krishna. Without Guru, you cannot have mercy of Krishna. You cannot jump over Krishna. Like monkey. That is not possible. Krishna is not accepted. If you think that without Guru, I shall jump over Krishna and he will be merciful upon me. That monkey's business will not be accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, that Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalo Dasa 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 Dasanu Dasa. We have to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of that. Then Krishna is please. If you jump over Krishna, Krishna has come to you. Krishna is not so easy. Therefore, Guru Krishna Tripatha, if you are sincere, if you are sincere, the Krishna will be mercy. First of all. Then Krishna is there. If you are sincere, Krishna will direct you that approach that answer Guru. And if Guru is pleased, then is there Krishna. The Guru Krishna Tripatha. Both parallel. Ayurve Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhij. Guru Krishna both want. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. Tasai Devi Kutita Jatha Prakashanti Mahasana. This is basic English. If you want to be elevated to the your real constitutional position, then you have to take these principles. Guru Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Deve, Jatha Guru. The Vishnu Chakravartis have to say, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Guru. Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasadam. Jasya Aprasadad Nagati Kutopi. Dayam Subhan Tasya. Vandi Gurasri Chadanaram. So this is Raja Vidya. Raja Buddha, this is the secret. Guru Krishna Kripa. We should take advantage of this Raja Vidya, devotional service, and take the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and make our life successful. It is very easy. It is very easy. Pattakham avagavam dharmam susukham kottam abhayam. Susukham, very easy and very pleasing also to execute devotional service. Very pleasing. Simply we are doing what we are doing. We are dressing, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, simply chanting about Vishnu, Lord Krishna. We are hearing about Krishna. We are decorating Krishna. We are feeding Krishna, offering nice foodstuffs. And the benefit is coming to us. When we see Krishna so nicely dressed, how pleased he becomes. Krishna has got many dress, but if you dress and see Krishna, you become pleased. You become pleased. Krishna does not require your dress or food. If you offer nicest food to Krishna, it comes to you. Anyone can do. What we are doing in this temple, everyone can do at home. Where is the difficulty? No, they will be engaged in sinful activities. The intoxication and eating and gambling and eating that thing. They will not accept. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, anyone who has tested this Krishna consciousness movement, his life is okay. Very simple. Susukham kottumam. To execute this Krishna consciousness movement is very pleasing. Unfulfilled from our mind, we understand that is how we are advancing. So, where is the difficulty? The difficulty is dog obstinacy. They will not teach. Oh, why is it like this? This is difficult. Dog obstinacy. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. Rādhavidyā-rādhavidyam pavittam paramamidam. Pavittam, very quiet activities. Pavittam, anything done on account of Krishna. There is fire. There is no contamination. Upite-sudurāta. Even in the public eye, it may appear sometimes that it is not pious. Still it is pious. Manni-vitte-kritam pāpam. Even one does. But we should not do that. But even that, just like Krishna, Arjuna was considering that killing the other party, his kinsman, this is pap. Why should I do this pap? But he did it. But how he did it? For Krishna. So that pap became punya. Is it not? From the Bhagavad Gita, you can understand. He was hesitating to fight with his kinsman, his brother, nephews, grandfather. He was considering papa. He said that I do not want this kingdom which is smeared with the blood of sinful activities. He said like that. Actually, killing is sinful. But when he did it, what Krishna said that you must fight. And when Arjuna agreed, yes, Karishyami Vachanam Tvam, after hearing Krishna, perfectly, he says, Karishyami Vachanam Tvam, my illusion is over. What is that illusion? Illusion means, whatever you do for Krishna, that is not task. Yat karosi yat juhos. But you must do according to the order of Krishna. Or according to the order of Krishna's dependency. You cannot manufacture your own. That you cannot. Arjuna did not manufacture. Arjuna acted by the order of Krishna. Similarly, if we do by the order of Krishna or his divinity, there is no question of sinfulness. There is no question of sinfulness. So, this is Raja Bhuyam. We cannot understand sometimes. Raja Bhuyam. Therefore, it is very confidential. Rādhavidyā rādhavidyam pavittam paramamitam pratyaksham avagavam dharmam sushukham tattvam. Dharma, this is real dharma. To execute the order of Krishna, that is real dharma. We cannot manufacture dharma, as several times explained. Dharma to sāsād bhagavat panit. Dharma means the order of Krishna. That is dharma. Otherwise, there is no dharma. All are dharma. Otherwise, how Krishna says, sarva dharmān paritam. Give up all nonsense dharma. Simply surrender unto me. This is dharma. Therefore, it is said, pratyaksham avagavam dharma. You are acting some religious activities. You do not know whether it is pious or impious. But when you act under the order of Krishna and his representative, it is pratyaksham avagavam. Directly to understand everything. This is pratyaksham avagavam dharma. And sushukham tattvam avagavam. The spiritual master says that God says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti. This is direct order. We execute this direct order. Therefore, we know that I am carrying out the direct order of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then pratyaksham avagavam, directly can understand, yes, your love. There is no difference. So, then Krishna says, asaddhana purusha, dharma shastra parantava, aprapam mang nivartanti mrityu samsara bhakti. This is very important. Mrityu samsara. What is this samsara? Samsara means that you take your birth once and leave for some time, then you die, then you accept another body. and then again live for some time, then you die, then you accept another body, and that body do not know what kind of body you are going to accept. Tatha dehantaram prat. Krishna says, dehantaram prat. See, another, transfer to another body. But what kind of body, that is not mentioned. That will depend on your work. You may get the body of a demigod, you may get the body of a dog, you may get the body of a tree, you may get the body of a snake, and according to your karma. So, here it is said, asadda dhana purusha. Those who are not interested in this raja vidya, devotional study, asadda dhana, no faith. Asadda dhana purusha, dharma study, this is dharma, real dharma. Devotional study, this is real dharma. Because dharma means, dharmanta sattat bhagavat bhagavat pranita. Bhagavan says, sarva-dharman parityajyamamekam saranam vraja. Bhagavan says, manmana bhagavat bhakta madhyajimam namaskaru. This is dharma. This is dharma. Otherwise, you can manufacture so many other dharma. That is not dharma. That is your concocted dharma. The real dharma, this is sarva-dharman parityajyamamekam saranam. Manmana bhagavat bhakta madhya. This is most confident dharma. So anyone who is not interested in this dharma, but he manufactures his own dharma, then what happens to him? Asadda dhana purusha dharma syata parantapa. Aprapa ma. He does not get it. Does not get it. This is the mission of human life. To go back to home, back to God. That is it. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mami jitun. The real mission of life, how to go back to Krishna? How to go back to Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world? That is real mission. But that we do not know. That is most confident. People do not know it. That there is another world, the spiritual world. There is Vaikuntha Loka. This material world is one-fourth creation. Atva bahunaitena, kinyatena, tavarjuna, kekamsina, vishtabhya, aham, krishnena. This material world is maintained as one-fourth of the creation. The three-fourth of the creation is the spiritual world. Parastasmatu bhava anya, there is another nature. So we do not know that. There is no education. We are simply interested with this one planet. There are so many material planets. But above that, there is another spiritual world. And there are innumerable spiritual planets also. They are called Vaikuntha Loka. And the topmost Vaikuntha Loka is Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Loka. So we have no information. So, if we execute this devotional service, Raja Vidya, then we can go back to home, which may transfer to the spiritual world. They do not know. Asadda dhana. Then, aprapama. They do not know how to go back to home, back to home. Aprapama. Then what happens? Aprapama nivattante mitru samsarapa. He remains here in this material world and goes on transmigrating from one body to another, one body to another. And you should know, we should be very responsible that what kind of body we are getting next. If you don't care, big professors, big learned scholars, they say that after finishing the body, our men in Delhi, New Delhi, they are making some live members among the parliamentary MPs. So, one MP says that we don't believe in this. The last perfection is to become Jew. To become Jew. Because they cannot think, those who are materialists, they cannot think that there is another spiritual world. They cannot think. Therefore, this Jew theory, Sunnavad, was propounded by Lord Buddha. brought Buddha for foundation of art. Because the people are so rusted, they could not understand. There is no necessity. There is no necessity. He simply said, Nirma. Stop this nonsense, material. But after materialize, what is there? That he did not eat. Because the spoons and rascal will not understand. That's what he did not say. Sunnava. Make it sunna. That's right. Foolish person suffering from some disease, he wants to kill himself. Sometimes commit suicide. Because he does not know. That after suicidal policy, there is no stoppage. You will have to become a ghost. Meaning because he has disobeyed. If God has given you certain type of body, you have to stay in that body for certain period. That is obedience to God. If you untimely kill this body, then it is sin. Just like you are put into prison house for a certain number of months or years. Before that period, if you clear, then you are again punished. Is it not? Because you did not fulfill the terms of your prison life, then again you become sin. Similarly, those who kill another body, are those who make suicide, they become against it. Against it. This is the law of nature, but they do not know. Therefore, one who does not know the laws of nature, the prakriti, the laws of nature is going on under the direction of Krishna. One who does not know asvaddhana, one who has no faith, purusha dhanmasthasa parantapa, a prapaman. The result is, he does not go back to home, back to Godhead. Then, what is vivartante? He wonders, he troubleshooting this material world, mittu samsaravat. Because he cannot avoid mittu. Janma mittu jarabhadi. This is the law of this material nature. Mittu samsaravat. But if he wants to avoid this, mittu samsaravat, then you must be Krishna conscious, you must surrender to Krishna. Deyujjesa agunamai mama maya durattaya mameva japtapadranti maya nirtaan taranti daksadi yahaṁ punajjanma naiti mameva. These things are there. So you should read Bhagavad Gita very carefully, with attention, as it is, without malinterpretation, with rascal interpretation. Try to understand, make your life successful. This is our propaganda, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness moment is not a manufactured moment. It is simply based on this Bhagavad Gita. Krishna. Bhagavad Gita means Krishna. Krishna, everything Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We are simply placing Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if we are fortunate enough to understand Bhagavad Gita, our life is successful. The Bhagavad Gita is there. The teaching is there. The example is there. Why should we not accept and make our life successful? That is the personal. Then Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sadvam jagat abhaktam murti. Abhaktam murti na. The impersonalism. He understands Krishna is person. And what is imperson? Imperson is the expansion of Krishna's image. Just like we can understand by this example, that the sun is person, localized. It is a globe. And within the sun, there is sun god. The sun god is a person. His name is Vivasya. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasyate Yuvam Parthamana Hamabhaya. So Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita first to sun god. So, when as Krishna spoke, in this world, to Arjuna. Arjuna is a person, and Krishna is also a person. Nitya nityanam chetana sripanam. Similarly, Krishna spoke to sun god, he is also a person. But that person, sun god, his bodily ray is the sun fire. And in the sunshine, the whole material world exists. Similarly, there is real sunshine, which is called Brahma Jyoti, that is coming out of the body of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakut. So this impersonal Brahma, sarvam khalu idam Brahma, that is Krishna's personal race. Therefore Krishna says here, maya tatam idam sarvam. Sarvam idam sarvam. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Because it is Krishna's bodily race. Therefore, in that sense, you can take anything as Brahma, Sarva Phalidam, because nothing is different from Krishna. Idam Nibhisham, Bhagavan Iji Tara. The whole creation is also Bhagavan. But it is as appears as different. It appears as different. So, this is explained here. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat tattvamurtina. Matsani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. Just like in the sunshine. On the sunshine, all these material planets are resting. Similarly, everything, this universe is resting on Krishna's bodily form, Brahmaju. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakut. Matsani sarvabhutani nacha aham teshu avasthita. This Mahabhavi philosopher says, because everything is Krishna, then why should I go to temple? Why should I see worship Krishna? But everything is Krishna, why not this Krishna? This is also Krishna. But their poor brain cannot understand. They simply treat impersonal. And here it is described. What is impersonal? Impersonal means expansion of Krishna's energy. That is impersonal. That is also Krishna, but indirect. Everything is there. But you cannot find out Krishna there. So, this material world is also expansion of Krishna's energy. Bhinna me pratiti astadha. They are also my energy, but they are separate. So, although separated, because it is coming from Krishna, it is also Krishna. Because everything coming out of gold, that is also gold. So, in higher sense, practically there is no material.